Australia's wine producers are celebrating a long-awaited free trade deal that removes tariffs on exports to the European Union, but farmers are calling it the worst ever trade agreement. After almost a decade of negotiations, Australia and the European Union have struck an agreement that will expand trade across a range of areas. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen travelled to Canberra to sign the agreement alongside Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. The new trade deal will see the removal of tariffs on Australian wine exports to EU member states, but will mark the end of exporting Australian wines labelled as Prosecco over the next decade. Australian grape and wine CEO Lee McLean says it is a blow to Australian producers who currently export Australian Prosecco, as they will need to transition away from using that term for export markets.
Look, we're disappointed to see access to markets removed for Prosecco exporters, but ultimately these things are made in the national interest and we can continue to use Prosecco in Australia, which is important to us.
Australian farmers will now be able to export an additional 30,600 tonnes of beef and 25,000 tonnes of lamb, significantly less than they had asked for. Opposition leader Matt Canavan says farmers have been let down.
They made a promise to Australian farmers that they would only sign a good deal, not any deal. Well, today the government has broken that promise with Australian farmers, because clearly they have signed any deal. In fact, they've signed the deal that was effectively on the table just a few years ago without any meaningful increases of market access for Australian farmers.